Welcome to Voice Assist. Economic update: Lok Sabha passes the Companies Act Amendment Bill 2016 that seeks to make significant changes to the 2013 law to remove complexities and improve ease of doing business, strengthen corporate governance standards, and prescribe strict action against defaulting companies. International Monetary Fund retained India's economic growth projections at 7.2% in 2017-18, up slightly from 7.1% in the previous year, adding that growth would accelerate to 7.7% in 2018-19. FDI inflows into India rose 23% to $10.02 billion in April to May of the current fiscal from a year ago. India's forex reserves rose by $2.68 billion. to $389.06 billion for the week ended July 14. Finance Minister Arun Jaitley introduced a bill in the Lok Sabha that would pave the way for the repeal of the State Bank of India, Subsidiary Banks Act, 1959 and the State Bank of Hyderabad Act, 1956. Global update: U.S. goods trade deficit fell 3.7% to $63.9 billion in June, from $66.4 billion in May. U.S. durable goods climbed 6.5% in June. Orders for durable goods in May fell 0.1%. China's profits of major industrial firms rose 19.1% year-on-year in June, up on May 16.7%. U.S. Federal Reserve kept the interest rate unchanged and said it expected to start winding down its massive holdings of bonds relatively soon, in a sign of confidence in the U.S. economy. U.S. existing home sales dropped 1.8% to a seasonally adjusted annual rate of 5.52 million units in June. May's sales pace was unrevised at 5.62 million units. Equity market benchmark indices touched fresh lifetime highs, with Nifty closing above the 10K mark. A rally in commodity prices aided the Nifty Metal Index to close at its highest level in more than 3 years. Sentiments were also supported by a strong rally in international equities. Earnings reports of Quarter 1 FY 2018 of some major companies came below market expectations, dragging down the indices. Banks' shares were one of the key drivers of the rally, as markets pinned their hopes on revival in loan growth. Indian benchmark indices ended flat on Thursday, amid high volatility due to July F&O expiry. During the week, Sensex lost 0.70% to close at 30,921.61, while Nifty declined 0.57% to close at 9,520.90. Debt market: government bond prices ended off earlier highs on Thursday, as market players trimmed positions ahead of the weekly domestic gilt auction. Bond prices strengthened tracking a fall in U.S. benchmark Treasury yields after the U.S. Federal Reserve left the federal funds target range unchanged at 1.00 to 1.25% and said it expected to start the normalization of its balance sheet relatively soon. Expectations of a cut in interest rates at the Reserve Bank of India's policy statement next week limited the fall in prices. Prices were put under pressure after some media reports indicated that government may not be adhering to its fiscal consolidation plan. However, bonds recouped losses after fresh reports intraday said the centre will largely be sticking to the fiscal roadmap. The 10-year benchmark yield ended at 6.50% versus previous week's close of 6.46%. Currency: FOMC statement, which was dovish on inflation, weighed heavily on the dollar index, aiding other currencies. Heavy dollar purchases by public sector banks capped gains. The Fed's statement indicated that policymakers had become more concerned about a recent slowdown in U.S. inflation. The positive performance of equity markets, after significant flows from FPIs, had aided the rupee. However, month-end dollar demand from importers capped further gains. The rupee had risen against the U.S. dollar, tracking global dollar weakness on reports that U.S. Special Counsel Robert Mueller is expanding his investigation and looking into the business dealings of U.S. President Donald Trump. Oil: during the week, oil climbed to an 8-week high as market confidence was boosted by year inventory figures, falling by 7.2 million barrels last week, shrinking the stockpiles to the lowest since the start of the year. The rally was supported as favorable demand was witnessed during the summer driving season. Crude rallied after talks between OPEC and non-OPEC producers ignited confidence of better compliance, Saudi Arabia and Nigeria in particular, amongst the members to curb output. However, skepticism on oil lingers, as inventories remain above the five-year average. The nation's gathering in Russia resulted in little change over the wider supply agreement maintained earlier. However, the meeting did bring some relief after Saudi Arabia, the largest OPEC producer, promised to cut its exports to 6.6 million from next month. The Baker Hughes data released for last week reflected the bearish stance on oil, as the U.S. rig count reduced by 1 to 764. Gold and the greenback traded back their positions, as the announcement by Fed followed suit with market expectations, and kept rates unchanged. The monetary stance lifted the metal to a six-week high just as the dollar plummeted back to 13-month lows. The yellow metal hovered around its highest level in a month, as uncertainty looming around the efficacy of the Trump administration pushed the dollar to its lowest in over a year. Information in the article is sourced from Bloomberg, CRISIL, ICICI Treasury. Thank you for listening.